This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Willis wants to throw. He's blasted by Byard. The ball is out, and it's scooped up by Chicago. T.J. Edwards with the recovery has kept. And Byard dislodges the football from Malik Willis.
Yeah, this is strange because he's going to come from the right side. The tight end pushes him. Now, that shows me that there should have been a running back there. There should have been something. Or was the tight end wrong in that protection? But you cannot let Kevin Byard go unblocked right to your quarterback, or bad things happen.
Yes, welcome back. It is the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and Timber Tech. Decking and railing, that is our hit of the game. It's sponsored by S-Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years, S-Wing.com. That hit, that fumble forced, that was the second of two fumbles. The Bears had two turnovers, both on one on an interception by Keenan Allen. No interceptions for the quarterback, but just the wide receivers coach struggled in his multiverse role. I don't know how to describe it. It was a little bit confusing, but there you have it.
I tell you though, Pat and Mully, after a rough start, I thought Eric Washington kind of settled the last two games, settled to play calling as a defense coordinator, did pretty well. Now, it was a really rough start, obviously. After they moved on for Coach Eberflus. But I thought versus Seahawks, versus Coach LaFleur today, I thought the defense was a little better. The play calling and the when the blitzes were coming, when the zone and matching wits with play callers, I thought he got better as this year went on.
Yeah, and what was good, too, I mean, obviously you have firings and you're moving guys up, but what an opportunity for them to build their resume. You know, they're going to get fired, obviously, and they got a chance now to when they interview, put something on. They have more on tape that they're in charge of. So it's good for both those guys, and I agree with you 100%, Olin. And I like Eric Washington. Olin, he was an assistant D-line coach when we were there, so we didn't hear much from him. We saw him a lot. But I've always respected him and liked him, and I know some other coaches that coached with him, and I asked a lot about him when he moved up, and I was happy to see that he did get better because he was struggling there for a little while. But it is good for those guys to kind of build pad their resume a little bit. And they get better as coaches, and hopefully they get a better spot hired somewhere else.
Yeah, and like you know, Pat and Molly, you want people to understand, like, these guys get elevated into these roles, but it takes from February or March to install a whole scheme, mm-hmm. a system, yes. things you want to do, an identity you want your offense to be. And these guys, it's not really a fair shot for them as coaches moving up. Now, you're going to take the opportunity, right? And especially a guy like Thomas Brown, we talked for weeks about, man, I mean, you go from pass game coordinator to OC to head coach. I hope he got a raise. I mean, I don't know how they do those things, but, you know, a few extra dollars here and there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But just a lot of work that those, you know, Beatty gets moved from wide receiver coach, moved up to OC. You know, everyone's job becomes, they get that much more work. Eric Washington comes in. I know he's by title DC, but we all know Coach Eberflus is calling the plays. So just really a tough position they were all put in when once guys started getting fired and they were moving on from guys, and especially, the, you know, Waldron. I mean, that's something, if you're Kevin Warren or whoever you are up there talking to Ryan Poles, that's something that needs to be explained to you, right? What happened? Yes. How did we miss there, right? How did we miss on Waldron? How did we not know that this team was going to step way back and like Coach Eberflus was going to lose their attention, right, Pat? Like he lost this mm-hmm. football team yep. at some, right after the Washington game, man, things just started leaking out. It was crazy to listen to. And as one of our callers talked about, all those close losses in a row, the game management situations, yes. so much going on there at Hallis Hall that they got to take a look at. That if you made a flow chart, Pat, man, you would get dizzy looking at that thing and what has happened up there since Ryan Poles. Well, you know, for years now.
I got to ask you, Olin, because Patrick and I talked on the pregame about some of the candidates for this job and kind of the process, the way the Bears are doing this. And we know now, because apparently Ryan Poles said on the pregame show with the other station that he's going to interview Thomas Brown for the head. That's mm-hmm. the first candidate that they have confirmed an interview for. We know a lot of names, and we've got we're following it closely. But I'm just saying, Dan Pompey suggested that the reason that they did not interview candidates to this point, and we know that Vrabel interviewed Friday in with the Jets, and apparently it went very well, and he has a guy that he'd like to bring in as a personnel guy. They have an opening with the general manager, and rumor is that Ben Johnson is a candidate for this job, but he's another guy that would like to bring in his own general manager or bring someone else in, whatever it might be. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about them interviewing Thomas Brown? It's a payback for the job that he's done, but is there anyone else in the league with all the openings expected tomorrow and three already available that are going to interview Thomas Brown? And it just makes you wonder if he's a legitimate candidate for the job or if they've wasted time and they never talked to Belichick and they never sat down or haven't sat down yet in Seattle, right?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And Vrabel, you could have interviewed yourself. Now you can interview mm-hmm. him anytime you want. And there is a window, especially tonight, for the assistant coaches that win. They will have a window starting on Wednesday in which you can do an interview with them. I think it's Wednesday to the 19th or something before they actually play. And it's just a Zoom call, but nonetheless, you'd like to get going on that if that's what your idea is. I'm just curious, has this taken longer? And then we asked Dan, like, when will they, what's their timetable? And he said, well, if it passes any, maybe a month from now. And that's what I'm afraid of, that they're going to, you know, hire the last guy in the cycle and see if they can slap together some coaches that might be left. Good God, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good point, right? I mean, you're worried about the Bears doing it the way the Bears have done it over the years and not, you know, it seems like why not interview Bill Belichick, see what he thinks, right? Why not interview Pete Carroll? Yeah, probably should have been on the Vrabel interview already. You know, it seems like in that building, Pat, they used to play those Christmas carols for us when the McCaskies made the CDs and they hand them out to us and we listen to the Christmas carols.
That was our Christmas gift.
Yeah, that was our Christmas gift.
I have a couple of those CDs. That's hysterical.
It seems like on loop in there should be Frank Sinatra's My Way, right? Because that's what they do, man.
Yep.
They do it their way. They do it my way. And it doesn't, Molly, like you're saying, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right, what they're doing. And listen, I think Thomas Brown has at least earned an interview. And if I'm Ryan Poles, and I'm hoping that Thomas Brown, like a lot of people say about him, Pat, we've heard from everybody, Andrew Whitworth, former left tackle for the Rams, raving about him on Twitter and how he's straight up and gives you the answers and it doesn't cut corners. I want him to be straight up with me if I'm Ryan Poles, man. Give it to me straight. What is my team? Where are my limitations? What do you think my quarterback needs? What about my weight room? What about my training room? What about the equipment staff? What about this building? Just his opinion as a guy who's a head coach and moved up from pass game coordinator. But as far as, you know, we talked about earlier, Mully, you want to see it done what you would call the right way, right? In football, as we all know, Pat, in the NFL, you're either right or you're wrong, man. It's black and white. That's what we love about it, right? You either, like I loved when I played, it was simple for me. You either made your block or you didn't. There was no in between there, right? Mm-hmm. It was just simple, and that's what you want in the NFL, them to do it. Try to do it a different way. We talked about that Seinfeld show where George decides that he's going to do everything opposite of what he thinks, and that works for him. The McCaskies, funny irony in the name, I know, but they could try that out.
Well, let me follow up with that real quick, what you talked about Thomas Brown, and maybe because I think listeners might be thinking, well, Thomas has been in that building forever. Well, okay, he went from passing game coordinator to OC to head coach, where there's only so many hours of the day that he really can't sit with Ryan Poles and talk about, you know, everything. Well, now, yes, if you're Ryan Poles, I'm grabbing him, putting him in my office. And it's like a cheat interview. This is what I would call it. It's a cheat interview. Because if he is that honest, I'm going to ask him all those hard questions. He should give me all the hard answers that he likes to give if he's being honest. Then you get almost a cheat interview to what was going on really behind the scenes. Because the GM can kind of see it, but they're not in meetings. They're not there in team meeting all the time. They're not in the locker room all the time. They're not in, you know, offensive meetings or whatever. So I think it's almost like a cheat meeting for Ryan Poles to really find out.
What do you think of that? I think he just cut out.
Yeah, it just, I think Pat was saying it correctly. Just find out what somebody who's been running your team thinks about it, right? Thinks about, and especially about the personnel you have. Especially about the personnel you have on your football team. What do you think about the young quarterback, Moose Johnson on the TV copy? It was very interesting, Molly, talking a lot about what, what Thomas Brown had to say about the young quarterback, how he thought he had to treat him, how he was very emotional, monotone. He wanted him to get better, really cared about what he was doing. So you at least want to get that information, Pat, from the coach. Yeah, but I don't know, Molly. I don't know what you think about them interviewing Thomas Brown.
Here's my problem, Olin. I don't know why. I think it's mismanagement to not talk to Belichick. The guy knows more about football than anyone. The stuff he said on his interview with McAfee is like indicting, and it's just him talking. And it's terrible because it's a complete indictment. And McAfee's kind of giggling about it. But if you listen to what he's saying, he's actually making nothing but sense. He's right. Yeah. You build a team from the ball out. They neglected, and that's the wrong word, and I apologize for it earlier. The moves they made to build the offensive line were wrong. They got a player that didn't want to play. They got a player that was pre-injured. They drafted a guy who was pre-injured. The moves they made moves. They were just the wrong move, and that happens, and I get it. You have tons of decisions. But now you probably need guard-to-guard to replace the offensive line. And I don't know what you need to do at the tackle position, but, they got one guy who's a starter who they can come back with, and they got another guy that maybe if he gets healthy, he'd be a good swing tackle. Ideally, he still has a career here. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't know that he's a starter. I don't know who the starters are on the offensive line, and I don't know how much they need to improve on the defensive line. Olin, we didn't talk to you. Zach Pickens is another healthy scratch. That's the final two games of the year. This is a guy that you drafted that you're supposedly developing. I don't understand.
It's a good point. I mean, it really is on the interior of the line. And, as you're talking about, Coach Belichick said that, especially, and he said the words, especially in Chicago. Especially with the weather's going to turn, it's going to get cold. But nobody, Pat, was watching them build this offensive line and didn't think, man, there's problems coming, right? The defensive line, if they don't hit on Dexter or Pickens, I remember, Mully, on your morning show, Brad Biggs said that he thought Billings was the MVP. Like he was the guy they could least afford to lose, right? Yeah. And listen, that's
it
just because when you look at it's just because when you looked at them play the run, Pat, or the toughness, and I know, like on this football team, as far as running the ball, controlling the line of scrimmage, winning games late in the year, you thought it could be a problem, and sure ended up being one.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. There's a lot of the stuff we talked about, too, with Nate Davis. Not only was he not a good player, he didn't want to practice, but he was terrible for the locker room. Like, how do you deal with that when a guy that's sitting out practice and doing all that kind of stuff that and there's no discipline there? We talk about discipline and not sitting him and all that kind of stuff. So there's a couple things about that O-line that we never thought the talent was completely there, but then you kind of mismanage and mishandle Nate Davis as well. And then to go back to Zach Pickens, I think what happened is they got Jonathan Ford. They got a guy from the Green Bay Packers practice squad, number 64, and they said, whoa, I might have missed on my third-round pick. This guy's better. Maybe we need to develop him, and I've just swung and missed on another third-round pick like Velus Jones, which is not a good thing for Ryan Poles. But just the offensive line and defensive line have not been fixed. And Olin Mulley and I were talking about this in the pregame as well. I thought going into this draft, you were hoping this year, going into this draft, that all you had to worry about was the O-line. Well, now we got another worry. Did he miss on a three technique? Did he miss on another third round choice right. And Zach Pickens is your nose guard? You know, can you maybe get away with, you can't, but you know, you need to find another DN. So there's more holes here than we thought on the O-line and D-line, which is unfortunate. You were hoping this team was set with whatever, the way he built it from the outside in, which obviously didn't work out, but you were saying, okay, this next step is just fill the O-line and then we're going to be okay. Well, now you got a D-line problem too.
Yeah, you have a problem the way you built your football team. When we talked about the problem, I think the way they built their front office, right? The way they built their football side of their building. And you know, another team, if anybody's bored tonight, these are the things that me and Pat do. But you can look up the Ravens, right? And look at who their head player personnel is. And you can look at guys like Ozzie Newsome. And you start researching and looking at Wikipedia at how long those guys have been around. And it doesn't mean you don't go young, but when you do, you got to have some other guys around you to give you different opinions, right, Pat? And somebody might have been there to say, Mully, do you think we should take an O-lineman here, right, instead of Velus Jones? Or do you think we should take an O-lineman instead of you know, the ninth cornerback we're taking to put on the roster? So they did, I think, obviously, and a lot of people do agree that it was kind of common sense when you're looking at it, that they ignored the lines and made the wrong decisions on who to put there, right? And funny thing is that the rumors were out there when they signed Nate Davis. Everyone heard about it. Everybody knows guys in the NFL, yes. And everyone said Vrabel didn't like him.
Yeah.
Right? And there was a reason he didn't like him. And if a former player, an All-Pro, former All-American, a guy who won Super Bowls doesn't like him, I just tend to listen a little bit.
Do you like anybody in the off season, Olin? Are there any? I mean, we know the names. I think I think James Daniels actually a guy who could be available if you think he can play. I'm just saying when they get to free agency, they got a lot of money. They also got draft picks, but you might want to get a couple established linemen in here. What does it look like? The kid from Kansas City, we've talked about him in the past as a hell of a player, a great guard that you could bring in here. But then you got two starters.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trey Smith would be an absolute steal. If the Chiefs let him out of their building, I'd be shocked, right? I think they'd franchise him or they give him the money that he wants because, that wasn't the guy who had blood clots coming out of college. That's why a lot of teams didn't touch him, proved he could play, and has turned into a really, really good offensive guard. Of course, Ryan Poles knows him really, really well. There are other guys that you would take a look at that you would hope that the Bears would take a look at free agent-wise. It just depends, Mully, when you get to that. You got to get to the end of this and see who's actually free and who's not, right? Because I always argue with people. People don't let people who block people out of their buildings because it's too hard to find them. And you can't get lucky sometimes with a trade. You know, like Laremy Tunsil went to Houston. You can look at things like that, teams that are moving. Ronnie Stanley, I know he's free as a left tackle. He had a major injury a few years ago. It just depends on where you think he is with that leg. He's missed some time, but he is one hell of a left tackle. That guy plays at a really high level. Guy I know pretty well from Notre Dame when I used to go down there and help Harry Hiestan. Ronnie Stanley's a culture guy, as good as he gets. I mean, just to be really honest, and I'm sure Ronnie wouldn't mind me saying this, the Bears would have to look at his health and see how his leg is doing. Guys like that, Mully, I think, you know, if you're looking for most of the lines I played on that were good were mostly free agents. I was surrounded by free agent guys, right? Mm-hmm. John Tate we got from the Chiefs, Reuben Brown and Roberto Garza and my good friend Fred Miller. We got, they surrounded me and You know, they played Pat came in and played good football, man. And the drafting and developing of offensive linemen here in Chicago, as you guys know, has been a problem for a long before Ryan Poles and their two offensive linemen who run that building now, way before they arrived.
Yeah, Reuben Brown's a great example.
I was looking up Robbie Stanley.
Like a veteran guy. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, yeah. No, go, no, just real quick. Ronnie Stanley, I didn't realize this is year nine for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said earlier we were young. No, we're not young, man. Now we're getting old. When I was looking at that, that's unbelievable. And you're right about his health.
I jumped on a few roller coasters this week.
2020, 2021. I heard about the Velociraptor. I won't get on that one.
Jumped on a few of those. I could have told you how old I was.
Too many stingers.
Yes, sir.
But to go back to that O-line that you guys had, that was pretty special, and I think it was also a special group of guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You it was like a not an island of misfit toys, because that's not what it is, but it was a group of guys that came from different areas and different teams and all came together, and it all just worked. The leadership of Olin, Harry Hiestand, whatever it is, it was just it was like the prime of your older years, if that makes sense. That was a fun run to watch those guys work.
And it's funny we talked about people – talking about how important it was for Caleb to play those 17 games. The first time, Molly, that a quarterback played all 16 games in my career was my ninth year in 2006. So this is another problem that the Bears have had here, right, in Chicago. And you talk about in 2001 when we had another good offensive line, right? And that was guys who the Bears drafted, Chris Valerio, Rex Tucker, James Big Cat Williams, who moved from D-line to offensive line, who was the leader on that line in those years in 2001, led us well. But remember, we went and got Blake Brockemeyer from the Carolina Panthers and made him the highest paid left tackle in the NFL. So he was a free agent signing, right? And I think Andy Heck, who is now the Kansas City Chiefs head O-line coach, he was our left tackle, and we had moved on from him and gave Blake Brockemeyer, who is another interesting character, money to come here and be our left tackle, but he solidified our line.
Great
the
stuff.
Cobra strike, right. Olin. The Cobra strike.
Yeah,
great Cobra strike.
Remember when you should read the newspaper while Bob was coaching? Oh, man. That was
yes.
He gave a presentation to the media once where he played sumo wrestlers. Just a whole thing about guys hitting each other, and this is what leverage is.
Okay. Well, you want to know about offensive line play now, man. There are guys like you guys get Tony Wise in there, right? I get to talk to Harry Hiestand. Yeah. Who's a good friend of mine whenever I have to reach out and find an offside. But Bob Wiley is a guy who has collected a ton of information, a ton of videos, a ton of plays.
Incredible.
He runs a clinic, the Cool Clinic every year. The offensive line coaches come there and talk. The Mushroom Society, because he says, we're the Mushroom Society because O-linemen always get pooped on. I won't say that other word. I don't want Tyler to freak out. They're very good football coaches. And But the offensive line, man, it seems like the Bears – if you look at the 85 team, go all the way back and study that, right? Keith Van Horn gets drafted. They draft Jimbo Covert. They get all these guys. They get these guys in that room, a Hall of Fame tackle, a very good right tackle, and they solidify their offensive line, and the rest is history.
And the other thing is a lot of these guys are such good – like Tony Wise, if he were here talking about offense, he'd start moving furniture around to show you where the – it's like it's extraordinary – the level of teaching that goes on with offensive lines, it's just extraordinary. Mm-hmm. But, it hasn't paid off yet here. Okay, maybe this year. We've got to take a quick time out. We'll be right back on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderver Chicago, and TimberTech Decking and Railing here on the Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Caleb Williams, who's looking for his first career game-winning drive to end his first season. It'll come down to Cairo Santos from 51 yards. Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way by Santos, and it is good! The Bears' losing streak comes to an end on the final play season.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's the Who's Hot, Who's Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency Call. The professionals available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That is the game-winning field goal. Cairo Santos, hot, hit a 51-yard field goal. The distance wasn't too much for him. The Bears apparently learned and blocked. And the clairvoyant Rich Bisaccio, the great oracle, the sayer of sooth, had nothing to say before the game last night about Santos. So, gloriously, he gets his own revenge against the Packers. He's hot. Cold, I guess, will go just sort of a nod to the great man, the wonderful career that we saw. And earlier this year, Velus Jones will go with Zach Pickens as a late scratch, kind of Velus style cold player. What do you think?
Yeah, no? I like it. You know who is cold for me, man? Torrey Taylor's been cold for me, man. And I think inside the 10-yard line. Yeah, fourth round pick. Okay. I gotta get stuff down inside the 10-yard line. I get bigger punts out of him than I've been getting lately. I'm really cold on him right now.
Breaking
Olin,
news, guys.
Olin, I'll say this. Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Say it.
Breaking news. Come on. He can't
Jared
step in
Mayo
front of breaking
fired.
News.
Jared Mayo fired. Vrabel apparently now going to New England. I don't know who's going there, but that is a possibility. Jared Mayo out.
Bears going to
snowball effect.
Interview
here it goes,
him,
right?
On Wednesday.
Wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised.
Sounds right. Yeah. Oh, boy.
But Olin, I'm going to back. Let me just go to special teams talk real quick. I'll say two things. One about Torrey Taylor. Good rookie season. Everybody talked to him. He was great. He wasn't great. He had a good rookie season. There's some things he can improve on. He had a touchback today. There's some things he can be better on. But I have to give Richard Hightower credit. I've been hard on him all year. For him to go back out there and scout the punter for the Green Bay Packers to understand that every time he kicks that little pooch punt to the left side to be able to pull out the Dave Tobe special, it was brilliant. It was really, really well done. Yeah, you put DJ Moore out there as the he hadn't done it all year, right? So the team was like, whoa, what is DJ Moore doing out here? Okay, it's the last game of the year. That maybe they're just trying to get a spark. And then they pull it out perfectly. And they make the touchdown. They block it up well. Really well done. And a good job for Richard Hightower. I've been hard out on there some things that I didn't like. And there's some stuff in the game that I didn't like as well. But good for him calling that and having it executed really well. And I think maybe that's been in the game plan for a couple of weeks. I'm sure they've been practicing it. But well done. That helped the Bears win the game.
Yeah, and it was like you were hoping he took the last game personal. And he did, right? You can
yes.
tell. Like he took that personal and went after them a little bit, even with the late reverse, right, on kickoff. I didn't mind it. It didn't work. You know, I think that the Bears, sometimes when they're running trick plays, their details leave a little bit on the table, right? I mean, especially Keenan Allen's pass didn't look anything like a reverse. So, obviously, nobody played it. But as far as Hightower goes, Pat, like you're saying, not the greatest of years, but today, man, that's a huge play right there. To get those 7 points, because we all know we are looking for points early in the game. Yeah. If you're a Chicago Bears, how can we get points on the board? A good call, and it worked.
All right, let me keep coaching here, special teams, if you Please. Don't mind. Mm-hmm. So the first punt when the snap was high and the guy dropped the ball.
Yes.
Always have somebody forcing the punt. And what I mean by that is, of those 8 guys they had up there, have somebody always going after the punter. They dropped the 2 ends out. They had 8 up. They dropped the 2 ends out, and they did a hold up the middle. If you have one person force the punt, they don't get a 35-yard punt. They probably get a tackle or a blocked punt. That's just – I can't stop coaching, right? I love special teams and always, but just want to educate the listener. But that's what you always have to do. When I saw that, I went back. I'm like, you had nobody force the punt. And you do it for a reason. Sometimes you think, like, what are you doing that? Well, those are details just for that reason. If that happens in a game, you always force the punt. Because you put that punter under distress. He's either going to drop it, he's going to get it blocked, or he's going to get tackled. But all right, so I just praised him, but then I got back on him about the coaching the details,
about
and those
that.
Are little things.
I wanted
those are
to ask
details.
You about
yes.
that, Pat, yeah. because I couldn't believe the guy could, you know, the ball goes over his head, drops the ball, he
yeah.
could pick
yeah.
it up, turn around, and still easily get a punt off without any kind of pressure at all. If nothing else, maybe he has to run. Maybe, you know, he tries some wacky play of his own, and who knows what happens.
Yeah, my first question was, who's forcing the punt? And I went back and watched it. I'm like, well, they had an interesting return, so they were trying to double-team whatever the gunners and all that stuff. But you always have to have somebody force the punt. And you normally want to do it off the edge because that guy's going to get around the wing blocking. But, yeah, that's just me.
And
stop coaching,
punt,
Nolan.
It took so long for him to punt it.
Man.
It took so long for him to punt it that no return you said.
I thought
it
other guys
work,
were going to get
right?
down. And I thought guys would be down the field, but they did such a good job holding up that the guys weren't able to get down the field to cross the threshold to call the flag. And that's where I was like, well, where's somebody forcing the punt? And they didn't do it. But details. It's been the season.
What about the push on the 55-yard attempt? What do you think about their field goal rush? I didn't think they got much push on that. At the end of the game, on that, you know, on that 55-yard attempt by the Packers, I don't know exactly who they had out there, but I was thinking they were how long he has to kick it.
No, well, here's the thing: it was kind of the same people, and Matt Pryor was a little bit better. Obviously, he's trying to.
No, I mean the Packers kick.
Oh yeah. They're getting height. You get height on the ball, so. That's the thing. Cairo did that on his last kick. That's what I was going to get about the point about Cairo. He got more height on his ball than he did the last Packers game. But that's the key. Just get height on the ball.
How do you do that, Pat? How explain how that happens?
Guys can do it and guys can't do it. Some people, if you don't have a strong enough leg, you have to drive it. It's like hitting a 7-iron punch shot into the wind compared to being able to hit a 9-iron the same distance. And it's just kind of the same where the foot's going to hit the ball, the rotation on the ball, and how you can get the lift on the ball. And Olin, we got lucky to play with a good one in Robbie Gold. That's what made him different when he came in for his tryout. Brad Mann and I looked at each other and were like, that's different. You just get natural lift on the ball. So I do wonder, Cairo, great for you. You hit the 51-yarder. You've had a great career. Your numbers are great. But there's been times this year the Bears wouldn't attempt a 50-plus yarder. They had to today because it's a game-winning situation. But if I'm Ryan Poles or whoever the GM is, competition's great, right? Always bring in competition. I'm doing an undrafted kid who has a big leg that gets rise on the ball and let them go compete. All right, enough special teams. Sorry, guys.
No, that's good. That's good. We've been seeing that all year, right? You see guys now, they're kicking from 60 yards away.
Yes, right? That's what we keep thinking
about.
They're out there.
yeah, they're out there, man. These guys who kick the ball and they're weapons now, right? They're like, you cross, you get to the 40 and you get 3 points. Yep. So it's just kind of, you've been wondering with the Bears, why are we so far behind in that area? And Pat, you make great points, man, on you got to bring in competition for everybody. And why not your kicker?
Yes. I think he's scheduled, I looked it up last week. I think he's scheduled to make like $3.5 million, which is fine. He deserves it. Yeah. His percentage is great. But then if you have to cut him, I'm not saying I want him cut. If you have to cut him, then you're bringing in an undrafted rookie free agent. That's really nothing against your cap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's basically $4.5 million. You're paying or maybe less than that, like almost $4 million on that position, which would be nothing. But if you're finding somebody who's better, which you should be doing that for every position. Right, Olin, you felt like whoever they brought in, whether it was a free agent or whatever, as a center, they're competing against you. And that's a healthy way to build a roster.
It is. It is. And then you can do that since, I mean, if you're going to fire coaches $80 million, you might as well pay a kicker.
Exactly.
I'm just wondering, okay, we should talk about this briefly. Is there a hidden position where they need to have more competition that we don't talk about enough? You know, we know that we want them to fix the line of scrimmage both sides of the ball. I'm just curious. Okay, I noticed that you saw the backup running back wearing one of those helmet protectors. That's, you know, a nod to the concussion that he had, Roschon Johnson. I'm just wondering, do you need a new safety? Is the safety going to be back after picking up a concussion 3 years running? And I'm not being mean about it. I hope he is, Jaquan Brisker. I'm just wondering, is that maybe a position where you need more than what you have at this point? And are there other positions? How do we feel about Tyreek Stevenson? He had a really kind of weird game. He had a great hit early in the game. He had two plays in a row, which you don't often see from him. And then he kind of lost coverage at one point, and there was a huge completion where he was behind the guy. It was just bizarre. I don't know where you're at with him and what he's done over the course of the year. If you start talking about the Bears, what positions do they need to get better at other than the obvious ones that we talk about all the time?
That really is a scary point you make, Mully, and Pat, I'm sure you think the same thing, is that when you go through the roster and, you know, you're talking about Jaquan Brisker, you're talking about Roschon Johnson, and you're talking about right there, the middle of the field, right? You talk about your linebackers, right? You can get a young linebacker in there to push those two guys. So
yes.
Where are you settled, really, on your team? I guess you could say your receiver position, but Keenan Allen, becomes a free agent this year. I could use tight ends, man. I could use a young tight end. I could use a guy like Kraft who gets after people on the line of scrimmage, who finishes plays, who makes tough catches, who brings some toughness to my run game. Pat, I could use a young, aggressive, hard-hitting linebacker. I could use a safety who stays on the field. And like you're saying, Mully, we're not saying we hope the kid isn't healthy. Of course we do. But the reality of the league is I need guys that play that position, right? So I need a running back. I need a hard-nosed downhill running back, Pat. I need maybe a big wide receiver, a fast guy to take the top off the top of the defense, right? I don't know. I need a lot of things on this team, and that's what worries me about the Chicago Bears. Is it will the coaching fix it immediately? That I don't know. Will they get guys to stay? Like, what is the coaching or the infrastructure have to do with people's concussions? That I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the problem is in that football team, in that building, but seems that like they have a lot of things that they have to identify and fix.
Yeah, Mully, I'd say a hidden position. I'd say linebacker. I think Tremaine Edmonds, we talked about it. Like, we want more out of him. He had a decent year last year. I think he had four INTs. He was around the ball quite a bit. There were a couple of them were tipped. I think running back to me, I think now it's become a little bit more prevalent with Saquon Barkley and some of the guys kind of changing a little bit, where you always thought you'd get a running back, you know, in free agency or whatever. I always think you should draft somebody late, like a Khalil Herbert. I don't know if you watched the Bengals game the other night. He came in, had a nice game, right? I think he's the only guy that run the ball. Yes, I'm not saying that we needed him to make us better, but a guy like that later in the late rounds. And then, Olin, you were talking about taking the top off the defense. Tyler Scott was supposed to be that, right? Wasn't he brought, you know, he was drafted to do that? That's maybe you draft somebody late that has that combine speed that scares people, and you see if it hits, see if he grows into it. So those would be my three positions that would be the ones that maybe, you know, that aren't, you know, O-line, D-line, or and cornerback and a pass rusher that you always want. But those would be the ones I think the Bears could upgrade a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And think about Tremaine Edmonds. I think the scary thing is, remember, he came from Buffalo, and they brought him here for the Cover 2 system. It's the only mm-hmm. system yeah. he's been in. Yeah. Right? And Coach Eberflus is a linebacker coach. Sean McDermott, he played for Bob Babbage there. Bob Babbage, obviously, a really good linebacker coach here. Coach Urlacher, Briggs, coach a lot of, you know, Matt Milano down there in Buffalo. And now you bring him here. I mean, it next year, Pat and Mully, if they don't keep the same defense, it'll be the first time that he's not in this Tampa 2 system, mm-hmm. right? And with the year he just had. So just kind of way they built the team, and where do they go from here? And Mully, you could identify basically, here's the problem. You can identify almost every position.
See, that's insane given what they claimed this team was when they
yes.
and you know, the other thing is, and I have no idea what's going to happen tonight in terms of the Vikings and the Lions, but one of those teams is going to be at home and have two home games to get to a Super Bowl, and those teams look pretty set up. Now, I get it. They've got a decision to make in Minnesota about the quarterback. We'll see what happens tonight. It could be that they want to give him $40 million to stay another year. He made $10 million this year, but he had a great season. I don't know that they're going to do that. I don't know if J.J. McCarthy, where he's at, if he's ready, if they can turn the offense over. Olin, we talked earlier. There's a report out there that Kevin O'Connell has 1 year left on his contract, and they've had no discussion of an extension at all. And would teams want to go out and try to trade for him? Is there a chance he could leave Minnesota, which seems insane? The same thing's out there. This exact same idea is out there for Pittsburgh. That you know, they did not. They've lost four in a row. They're going to be in the playoffs. No one's expecting them to have the kind of season that they thought. Would you want to trade for Mike Tomlin if indeed they feel like, and I know a lot of Steeler fans who feel like all they do is win the regular season. He's going to get his 10 wins. Who can? I mean, we dream about that here, but they're kind of looking for more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just, if you are the Chicago Bears, I think you're at a point now where you have to look into everything, right? And that's what we're doing, right? We look into everything. You study people's front offices. You look at how teams that win are built, right? And you look at, okay, teams that have traded for head coaches, right? Sean Payton has turned the Broncos around, right? And just teams like, John Gruden went to Tampa Bay and won the Super Bowl. So does that fit what you're trying to do here? But what you're saying is you have everything else. You just need the head coach. Right, you just need the guy to turn that building around, to change everything, to bring his own guys in. And it's an interesting topic to go over because I think everyone has respect for Mike Tomlin. Everybody knows what Coach O'Connell has done up there in Minnesota. People rave about him, right? And he's got a hot coaching candidate there, coaching defense for him in Brian Flores. So I think you do look into it. I think if they would let them out of the building, especially a guy like O'Connell, which is a young quarterback, Pat, you have to at least make a phone call and see what they're thinking up there.
And then I would also want to know what defensive coordinator you bring in.
Right.
You know, there's a whole lot of questions those guys. I think the easy answer, Olin, you played for him, was Sean Payton. Like, I would take that guy. I'm not saying he's available. So what I'm saying is that the easy answer was Sean Payton when the Denver Broncos did that. I think the easier answer right now is Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin could come walk into any building, and I think anybody in the NFL would take him. You know, not everybody.
Mike Tomlin. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Pat.
No, I was just saying, but he's a culture. We talk about culture.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. But I think sometimes, too, if you have veterans in a locker room that have always heard the same message over and over and over and over and over, it can run its time. If they truly feel like it's run its time, good for us. If we want to trade for him, that's the one I would trade for. I would take Mike Tomlin in a heartbeat. I just think that he would I like everything I've heard about all the guys that I know that have played for him. I think he does a great job there.
Yeah, and I think you have to go, when you do that, the thing that you want to always point to is his infrastructure there in Pittsburgh, right? And, and the people, and say like Bill Cowher, right? Yeah. He's only had two coaches in like the last 300 years or something, right? I mean, I don't know. It's just been crazy, Pat, right? And when you look at it, what are these? This is what you want to, when you, if someone is talking to the Chicago Bears, you just want to very bluntly say, you need to look outside and study your history and say, okay, why are we losing? And what are the winning teams doing different than what we are doing? I know that seems simple. It's just identifying, like, that's why when they say we have a culture problem, when the players say that, you want them to define it, right? And when they say leader of men, you want them to define that.
Yes.
And you want them to define what football team, like when Ryan Poles took a bunch of secondary players and then gave millions to the wide receivers and then gave a running back $1 million that was more of a, like a third down back, he defined for you what kind of team he was building. So I wasn't shocked when they weren't a power running team, right? When they couldn't stop the run once Billings went out. It's just I want them to define what they are, what they do, and they have to define, Pat, why they lose so much. And like we're saying, a guy like Tomlin or O'Connell or these guys who are winning, what are they doing, and can you get them in your building, as many guys as possible?
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick time out. You're listening to the post-game show on The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Four.
Second and six, back to Moore. Blockers in front. DJ Moore weaving up the sideline. Moore inside the 10. Steps through contact. He's in for a Chicago touchdown. 32 yards for DJ Moore. And the Chicago Bears add to their lead, now 20-13.
This is blocked really well. The offensive line does a tremendous job getting outside to get these blocks.
Welcome back. It is the Great Clips Postgame Show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and TimberTech Decking and Railing. And we are nearing the end of our season, gentlemen. We don't have a lot of time left. DJ Moore, very interesting game for him. He was kind of all over the place, used plenty. Good thing. There were a couple of bad moments for him. And, you know, touchdown, really important catch, really big plays. Just a crazy season for him and a crazy finish to it. And he'll be on at 8 a.m. tomorrow on The Score.
Yeah, I'll say this about DJ. I think, you know, you talk about Caleb being enticing. I think for an offensive coordinator coming in or the OC head coach coming in, I think it'd be fun to work with DJ. You think about like Deebo Samuel out in San Francisco and the skill set that DJ has, I think he brings a lot. So if you're a creative offensive coordinator, you can use that guy in so many different ways. I do think he's good, and I talked earlier in the pregame, Olin, about, you know, some of the mistakes that Ryan Poles has made, and would DJ be a mistake later on that if it doesn't pan out that he gave him, what, $100 million or whatever. I'm not saying that it is going to happen, but I think if you bring in a Ben Johnson or somebody like that that's coming in, you'd be like, whoa, I get to work with this guy? That's got to be fun. So I think that's enticing. I think he's a very interesting football player with that skill set.
You give that guy, you know, with the way the NFL was going, 4 years, $110 million. He's worth every penny on that football field. Tough football player, makes the tough catches. The third down catch today, right? The one Caleb put in there, the linebacker
straight over him.
Finds it, catches that ball. I mean, every time the ball is in his hands, he is dangerous. You know, went to it a little too many times today with that screen, but then scored on one and had a good run, took it down to the one or two, I think, after one of those fumbles also. But no, listen, if DJ Moore, if you get to a point where you start to say, well, is DJ Moore worth the contract? I think you got to the point, Pat, where you're saying we didn't put the right offensive coordinator in the building.
Yes.
Right? We didn't get the most out of this guy with his talents and stuff. And I know some people maybe didn't like some of the talking about coaches and stuff he did this year. But to me, Pat, him and Jalen Johnson, really good football players, man. Mm-hmm. Guys like that always talk, always say things, always say different. Like I say, the farther you get away from the football, the more interesting that the personality usually gets, right? But as far as DJ Moore goes, man, you win football games with guys like that. I remember a few, what was it, 2 weeks ago, people were like, he said he wants to go on vacation. He didn't go on vacation, right? He just said that.
No.
He was there playing tough football, running the ball, breaking tackles, doing the same, making tough catches, doing the same things he always does. Really, really good football player. And to your point, Pat, if I'm an OC and I say, DJ Moore, I'll use him. I'll find a way to get the ball in his hands.
Yes.
Thomas Brown was like, let me put the ball in his hands 30 times a game.
Right.
So we're not going to get a chance to talk about this for a while, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to get this right?
Thank goodness.
Do you feel? Well, I mean, that's fair.
I need a vacation, Olin.
Yeah,
me and DJ Moore are going somewhere.
Yeah. This has been a nightmare.
Disappointed in you, Pat. God,
yeah. Sorry. Season's over.
We've all lost life momentum. But I'm wondering if you feel like they're going to, like, Pat, you were very hopeful earlier. And mm-hmm. God bless you for that. And mm-hmm. Olin, I don't know if you feel the same way. Like, this is the new opportunity to get it right, and this is finally
it. Mm-hmm. Am I hopeful that they'll get it right? I hope they do. Do I think they will? I don't think so right now. No, not with the history. Not what I've seen from what they do up there, how they do things. Mully, you just wrote a couple segments ago on things that they've missed on doing already, right, and the way they're already deciding to do things, and it just doesn't – you don't have a lot of hope right now with the way that Hallis Hall, the direction they've been moving in. Look, I mean, gosh, Pat, they just fired two coaches. They fired two coaches the year before.
Yeah.
We're on our, 14th year of no playoff wins, and it's just – it's been a lot to watch this team, to analyze this team over the last 9 years, watch the decisions they make, watch them look like they're moving in the wrong direction, just constantly go in that direction. So hopeful that they get the right guy. They get him moving in the right direction. His young quarterback's the guy. They get this defense turned back around. They got a lot of good players. They got a good receiver, like we just talked about. Get the offensive line fixed. Hopeful, but do I think they'll do it with the history that they've shown? My answer right now would be no. I don't think they will.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my lucky rabbit's foot and just hold on to that thing. We'll see what happens. I don't know. That's what it is. And Olin, it stinks that we're former players that have been there a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And we just – I want to see it be great. And I want to continue doing this show. And let's break down Rashawn Gary versus Darnell Wright. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'd rather do that than break down press conferences
Yes.
And then talk about how bad things are and the firings and all that kind of stuff. Awful. So,
by the way, he did well today.
Crossed, man.
Darnell Wright did well against Rashawn Gary today.
Yes, he did.
And Pat, to your point, the first thing they got to do is develop the football players they have in that building.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you to Aurelio's Pizza for delivering delicious food for today's game. Download the Aurelio's app and start earning rewards. Visit AureliosPizza.com to order from the location nearest you. Aurelio's Pizza celebrating 65 years. It's the sauce. Thank you to Tyler Buderbaugh for his great work. Mm-hmm. Tyler, I think Olin wants you to keep in touch with him through the playoffs and just text him every 10 or 15 minutes.
Give me a 2-minute warning. 40 minutes before we're on.
Tyler, dinner's in 40 minutes. Dinner's in 20 minutes. Dinner's in 10 minutes.
He uses my parenting scare tactics on me. Yeah? Come on, Tyler, man. Great.
Guys, great season for us. I had a great time.
Undefeated.
It's so much fun to do this show, and I really appreciate how hard you guys work and love it. And Olin, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Pat, you'll be on later in the week, and we will all commiserate as we wait for the Bears to do something.
Perfect. Another word I got to look up before I go to bed.
Discuss amongst ourselves.
Perfect.
That's all. We're just chatting over. All right. God bless. We'll talk to everybody. Have a great postseason, if nothing else.
Well, it starts now.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.